Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I talked some about this yesterday on the broadcast, but I didn't spend as much time on it as I wanted to. So early in this first hour today, I want to spend some time on this Wednesday edition, the 16th day of April 2008, on a cover story in the local paper here in Austin, Texas, headlined, "Everything Must Go." And it shows a picture of the Constitution being ripped in half and burned. And it says, you can look behind the Constitution as it's being removed as the evil terrorist. It says, how to fight terrorism. So the image is, as they burn away the Constitution, that helps them fight terrorism. And it says, everything must go. And they go on to say, and it's a positive article, endorsing getting rid of the Bill of Rights Constitution and handing full control over to global corporations, and that the people will be represented through non-governmental organizations that themselves are funded by the corporations. This is a manifesto of open, complete tyranny. But if you read the Council on Foreign Relations documents or you see what the CIA is up to, they always wrap themselves in the flags, but these people hate this country. And they hate sovereignty, and they love using this nation as their bulldog to go out and attack innocent, defenseless countries. But this is a Bilderberg Group CFR member who we've covered before, and he, in the past, has headed up the LBJ School, Public Affairs. He's a big law professor as well at another university. And I'm just so sick of these people. I mean, they are criminals, they are traitors, they are treasonous, and I mean those words. When you are calling for the government to abolish the Bill of Rights Constitution and for there to be no liberty or freedom, you are a treasonous piece of trash. I mean, you can, as a citizen, you can call for this to be Nazi Germany if you want, or you can call for this to be Mexico if you want. Though those are distasteful things, still, you have a right to do it. But when you are in governmental and quasi-governmental positions and you preach this type of sedition, I just want these people to get out of this country. But they won't. They're parasites. They're in control. And they put out one brand of propaganda for the general public, and then they put another brand of propaganda for the intellectuals. But this is a throwing down of the gauntlet, a slapping in the face, a punching us in the face repeatedly with extreme pleasure. And I, for one, have just had enough of it. I, for one, just am, frankly, I feel weak. I feel pathetic. I feel like I'm living in a nightmare. I mean, I know that I have power personally. I know all of us have the spirit of the universe in us. I know we're wonderful, beautiful creatures. But at the same time, that makes it even more frustrating because I know we could turn things around. We could take things back from these people. But so many individuals that make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year, millions of Americans, they think they're part of the system and they've learned how to kiss hind end and serve the system, and they don't really know what they're serving. Most of them are nice people. But they empower this beast. A beast that's carrying out eugenics against them and their families at point-blank range. So we'll break this down. We'll get into a bunch of financial news. Serious developments there. We will get into a bunch of other world news. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Israel saying the U.S. is getting ready to attack Iran.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us today. We've got a guest coming up in about 20 minutes who's going to discuss how the Democratic convention is going to be held this year. They are not allowing anybody to demonstrate unless they authorize it, and then hundreds of groups go and put in for a lottery, and then one group is allowed to demonstrate in a small pen. Now, that's the opposite of the First Amendment. That's the opposite of the United States and our entire heritage and our law. But it doesn't matter. Major states are announcing there's no more Fourth Amendment, and they'll spy on whoever they want without warrants, too. It's just wall-to-wall government lawlessness. I went and paid the supposed income taxes to the private Federal Reserve yesterday and violated my own Fifth Amendment right, incriminating myself. And a tax code designed so they can selectively enforce on whoever they wish. And then I was at a meeting last night at about 10 o'clock, and I was driving downtown, and I was in traffic that was moving slowly across the Congress Bridge that is a 35-mile-an-hour speed limit, and a cop pulls me over, and he says, didn't you see me behind you? And I said, no. And he goes, well, you were speeding. And I kind of analyzed that in my head, and I looked at him, and I said, really? I was speeding. I was speeding, and I had some friends who were traveling behind me, and they had noticed the cop. I hadn't. and had pulled up beside him and saw him behind me, basically running people's plates, probably mine. And I guess that's the fun game is to just. And he had his light shining at my car, but I did get a decent look at it. And I believe the issue was he had, and I know some of the Austin Cruisers have this. Houston has it, Dallas has it, Austin has a few. I don't know. I saw when they were testing five of them a few years ago. I'm sure they've got more now. They always buy more. Where it just reads everybody's license plates as it drives down the road, and I guess it was fun to pull over Alex Jones. And I said, how much was I speeding? Oh, 5 miles over the speed limit. That's right. Now it's 5 miles over. You see, in the past, it was 5-6 miles over. They don't pull you over. But pretty soon, if you're 1 mile over the speed limit, there'll probably be a $50,000 fine. You'll probably go to Guantanamo Bay. But illegal aliens can be drinking and driving. Illegal aliens can get free health care. Citizens don't. But the corporations are above the law, too. There was an AP article yesterday admitting that big corporations don't really get audited and don't pay much taxes anymore. And in fact, I meant to cover that. It was in the stack yesterday, but it's just all selectively enforced. That's how everything works now today. I saw a nice fellow on my MySpace saying, "Hey, Alex, stop bashing the brainwashed Mexicans. It makes us tough on us Mexicans." You know, I'm not against Mexicans. I like Mexicans, if they like me. I'm not into what color people are, but I am into the fact that a lot of people that are different colors from me don't like me. And I'm sure that you're a different color from whites, so you don't like it. A lot of whites don't like you. And I make no bones about the fact there are a lot of whites that don't like you for your skin color. I think that's wrong. I'm just saying, if illegal aliens and foreigners and immigrants get more tuition than citizens, more health care than citizens, more welfare than citizens, are above the law, don't have to have insurance. I also showed him, I said, "Oh, I don't have my new insurance card," because you get one every 6 months for some reason. I don't know why that happens from Allstate. But I said, "Oh, look," and it was expired by a month. And he said, "Well, I'm going to give you a ticket for that, too." And I had a whole bunch of expired ones in the glove compartment. I said, "Yeah." I said, "Go ahead." He said, "You can just go down to the court, and there's a little fee or something." Or I pointed out there's a fee, and he said, "Yeah, you just go down to the court." And so, you know, it's not enough to pay the private bankers that own me and my family, and they pretty much do. I mean, I can say consciously that they don't own me, but they physically do. They have paramilitary forces that they can snap their fingers, and they'll kill me and my family in 10 seconds. They'll kill you. They'll put poison in your water. They'll put poison in your vaccines. They'll spray you. They'll do what they want, when they want, how they want. And I don't even want to say I feel impotent, but I feel borderline impotent's the word. I know we're making big inroads, we're exposing these people, and their system is being discredited, but they just say, "We don't care. By the way, we're going to hire another million cops and get rid of Posse Comitatus, and we're building FEMA camps." And that's really what it comes down to. We have criminals that have the high ground with brainwashed minions serving them who have no idea what they're part of. And we're in a lot of trouble. You know, there's a big story out about Aboriginal children in Australia being injected with leprosy, watered down leprosy, quote, as a treatment until the 1960s. And people are whitewashing it and saying, "Well, it killed some of them and made some of them sick, the Aborigines." But then they defend in the articles that, well, CPS took the children from all Aboriginal families to indoctrinate them. It says to bring them into society. Kind of like when they say in California, the state court has ruled homeschooling's illegal. Did that a month and a half ago. And they said in the ruling, they said it's you need to be... You know what? I shouldn't just talk about something like that. I should. It's in the bottom of the stack here. Let me just find that and go ahead and cover that now. I want to use the exact term. Here it is, BBC. Aborigines used in experiments. Some Aboriginal children in Australia were once used for medical tests, it has been claimed. And then it says, well, it is. They go on to admit that, well, yeah, the medical records show they took them and did experiments on them, but it was reported like maybe it's a good job. It says from the 19th century to the late 60s, many Aboriginal children were taken from their parents. The info I've got is in many areas of the country, all of them were taken. There are a few areas where they didn't take all of them. And brought up by white families in an attempt at the government to assimilate the indigenous population. Assimilate. And that's what they say in the court ruling in California. They said, well, it's all part of assimilation and all part of, what's the term they use? It's right on the tip of my tongue. Assimilation, and the other term is, it's the one they always use when they say that they're taking people's homeschoolers' kids or Christians' children or rural people's or Appalachian children, poor white children, whenever they're taking them, usually using them for medical experiments too. It is their favorite, or poor black children. They say that they need the interaction with other children. The term will pop, somebody will call in with the term, but it's similar to this. You know, we, the state, we know best. And if you want to profile the social workers, now, when I say that the CPS workers, that a lot of them are pedophiles, that's because every day, and we're not even looking for this news, we see it in Texas, New York, Florida, every state where some head CPS individual or someone running a foster home or the truancy officer or the cop or the principal or the teacher. But, the federal statistics are 5 times more likely for a child to be abused. The number one most dangerous place for a child is government custody, state custody. You can pull that federal numbers up if you want it, Department of Health and Human Services. And it's been on the cover of Time Magazine and things. One issue was the shame of foster care with a little black kid on the front, beat half to death. But when you read this article, the main issue is that they kidnap the children and send them to facilities and to other families who basically used them on farms and ranches as slave labor. See, there's a lot of slavery. We think of blacks with yokes around their neck like a mule pulling a plow in a cotton field. And certainly that went on here. But most slavery is indentured type or sharecropper type, where you live in a shack and it's not even the job legally of master to make sure you got enough food to eat or medicine. You could get in trouble if you didn't take care of your black slaves. But if you were the poor whites or others or freed blacks, nobody took care of you and you were just basically slaves on the property. And that's what the globalists want. That's what they need. That's what they're pushing for. That's what they are creating. And so hidden in plain view, right here in this article, is the real issue. And by the way, I remember more than 10 years ago reading about them giving them leprosy and testing vaccines on them and all sorts of things. So, you know, this new thing about a controversial, dangerous leprosy treatment, you know, which was a watered-down version of leprosy, was it abusive? Well, the point is they took their kids away. And, I point a lot to what was in the New York Daily News and a few other papers a few years back, where, because it described it, and this was good CPS workers that did tell the truth, because they're not all pedophiles. The rest of them were, because I went to college with them, I remember talking to people that were going to school to be CPS workers, and then I bumped into socially these people before, and they'll always get this weird, far-off look in their eyes, and they'll say, you know, I was abused when I was a child. My father did this and that to me and put cigarettes out on me and beat me, and I'm not going to let that continue to happen. I'm going to go out and fight these people. And they get this far-off look and start talking about their dad or mom, and they literally are mentally scarred. They shouldn't be out doing this. And so they think everybody's an abuser, and it's like, I'm taking your children. You look like my father. You've got dirty dishes. You're bad. So it's an abuse cult. So I don't know. We got a bunch of financial news we'll get to. We'll get to this call for getting rid of the Constitution and a lot more on the other side too.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns.
Paul Watson has done an incredible job at PrisonPlanet.com. Neocon calls for shredding Constitution, imposing world government, and of course he poses as a neo-lib, is what he calls himself, but it's the same thing as a neocon, two sides of the same coin. A malcontent's response to Philip Bobbitt's call to end America. And they call for it. I mean, they show a picture of the Constitution being burned, they say it's good, and they say everything must go. And that's what they do on the front page of the paper where I live. They just celebrate the death of this country. And they just sit up there in their little armored university fortresses guarded by their men in black uniforms and urinate all over us. And I've just had enough of these people. In fact, every time I read the quotes and look at the picture of the Constitution being burned, I get so mad that it's just so over the top. They're the enemy. They're declared enemies of this country. And everybody kisses their hind end. Everybody worships them and grovels to them. And they just feed on us and suck off of us. And let me tell you something. They beta tested taking people's kids and testing drugs on them and everything on the blacks and the Mexicans and the Asians in this country and in other nations on whatever the minority group is. But their real target is everybody. And you need to understand that we're all being attacked. We're all going through this. And I never finished talking about New York City, what had been admitted in New York. And you can pull it up. Foster children, you know, drugs tested on them. Most articles you find are the whitewash about how kids that didn't even have AIDS. Well, first you'll find articles, hundreds of them. They kind of smokescreen it with the lesser evil. And that's one of their favorite tactics. About it. Well, they take kids that had AIDS or HIV and test experimental, highly toxic drugs that are basically chemotherapies on them, and then how some of them got sick and died. And then you read deeper, and you'll find in a few news articles out of New York and in the police reports and others and advocacy groups that have the documents posted on their sites and that, it was children that didn't have HIV they'd test the drugs on, and they'd die. And then you find out that thousands of children in New York City alone in the last decade would have pesticides tested on them till they die. And I remember crying on air. I can't help it. I broke down one day because I was reading a New York Daily News article. This was about 3 years ago. And it talked about this little 8-year-old black boy, and it gave his name, and a CPS worker went public with this. It's the only reason it came out. And the article, though, kind of debated whether it was okay, which was amazing. And then it said that they went to the black mother and they said, we're going to take your 2-year-old if you don't give us the 8-year-old. We've decided your house isn't safe. Just sign him over and agree. The mother, of course, didn't know. It's false consent. They intimidate you into it and say, well, you consented. It's a little lawyer trick. And it said they took the little black boy and then for the next 2 months gave him dosages. And first he could walk, and they had him in a cell, and then he had to be in a bed, and then he couldn't talk, and then they gave him pesticide till he died. And that's just one person. Gave him pesticide till he died. And he was taken to a government/private pharma facility where they test on foster children. I mean, just, you kill little kids? And nobody can go to jail for that, but you can pull me over for going 5 miles over the speed limit, can't you, cops? Yeah, you can. And you'll probably win. You'll probably kill me or put me in prison. You always win, don't you? You always get to kill the little kids. You always get to urinate all over the rest of us. You just get to keep winning and 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 winning because the general public are a bunch of softies who have no idea how the world works. You know, last night I was in a really bad mood because I was it's 7 o'clock at night, just trying to finish my taxes that I pay to the Federal Reserve, the mafia payment I make. Of course, it's not legal or real. Of course, it goes to private banks, but, you know, I choose my battles. And I was kind of throwing a fit. I was actually stomping around cussing. And I'm not normally like this in private. It's beginning to overtake me. And my dad said something to me that stopped me in my tracks. And I'm going to tell you the story when we get back, ladies and gentlemen. Then we're going to talk to a guest about how they stage events. It just makes me sick. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer, it's Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band, declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, free today.
Okay, so I had a CPA working on the taxes of the private Federal Reserve, the mafia that owns the country. And that's not a hyperbole. That's really who you pay your taxes to. I'm not just calling them a private crime syndicate. I mean, that's who runs and rules us all. We are property of, I guess, better men. I mean, we're their slaves. We could try to revolt against them in the info war, but, you know, the CPA had, and with data importing, and there were some mistakes, and we had to fix it, and then they didn't have time to certify it, so I was filing an extension, and I'm just sitting there grumbling and griping about it, and my dad was helping me after he got off work, and he said, look, his uncle, his dad's brother, who my dad's attached to, I like him too, Uncle Leonard, all of a sudden was in excruciating pain and had all these blockages in between his liver and gallbladder and a bunch of other things. And they found out he had a big tumor and there, cancer. So he had to have this emergency surgery. So my dad drove down there a few days ago. And then he came out of the 7-hour surgery okay, thank God. And my dad is, you know, sitting there for a day, and he said that there was this nice, good-looking, young, professional family sitting out there, and they looked really, really sad, and that my dad was sitting right next to him, and he had to watch the doctor come out in the waiting room and say, well, your four-year-old has an inoperable brain tumor and will be dead in 4 weeks. And then he sat there listening to how they loved this little boy so much and how he'd grown up and he ran around and played and was so happy and everybody loved him and he just, you know, had just that magic love of life in him. And then he started bumping into things and falling down and then he couldn't even go to the bathroom. And, you know, by then they pretty much knew something was wrong and they took him in and it was a brain tumor. You know, fast growing. This just happened in a few weeks. So, you know what? The world is filled with a lot of pain and a lot of bad things are happening. A lot of really painful things are going on. And every single one of us better thank God every day. Thank the Maker every day that we are alive, that we have consciousness, that our children are healthy, that our parents are healthy or even alive. You know, these unhappy people that have nice houses, cars, vacations, and they're totally unhappy. Then you see some poor child in Latin America or in Africa or in Asia or in India drinking their morning water out of a fetid, sewage-filled river. And they have just got glowing eyes and their souls are electrified and they have these happy smiles on their faces because they haven't had their souls stolen by the television and Madison Avenue and this decadent culture and just all the evil that is around us. And I just couldn't imagine my children dying of a brain tumor or being about to die. And that's why we come on air and speak out against GMO foods. In every major study, including studies done by the GMO companies, monkeys, guinea pigs, rats, and many other forms of mammals all get tumors all over their bodies. They all end up dying early. And scientists had previously thought that mutation generally only happened in utero and the major deformities that were fast acting were due to birth defects, were due to genetics. But now they're finding that these foods can cause not just cancers, but mutations and mutation to different types of growths while you are even young, you know, before your DNA starts malfunctioning. From cell damage, toxins, solar radiation, all of it that breaks up our DNA. I mean, there's no doubt your children, when they eat GMO food that's chimera cross species altered, there's no doubt it's hurting them bad. You just think everybody's got allergies for nothing? You think everybody, no matter how much they exercise, still feels like crap for nothing? And don't think it won't happen to you. The toxins, the poisons, the things that just yesterday, Associated Press reported the feds are blocking funding to further investigate why every major water supply has hundreds of drugs and chemicals in it. And they've also found it's at levels that the scientists are saying shouldn't be from urine, shouldn't be from people's waste. They're finding it at levels much higher. They're putting the stuff in the water. Because the things they find that just so happen to be off the charts are the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I'm not going to sit here and preach anymore. I'm willing to give up my life. And this is nothing special. It's what we have become so sick. We're about to go to our guest. I am willing to give up my life. I mean, if I saw the classic hypothetical ticking time bomb scenario, you know, of a child is about, doesn't see a bus and is about to be hit by it, would I jump out in front of the bus to knock the kid out of the way? And I can say that I would do that. I know I would do that. But it isn't because I am even a good person. My instincts are intact. They have not been removed. And that's the instinct of what a male, especially, is supposed to do. I mean, that's why men are tougher and stronger and the guardians of the tribe. We're here to die in defense of the women and children. We're here to sacrifice. We're here to work hard. And instead, we're a bunch of men who act tough, act studly, strut around, bugging their eyes out, but literally cringe and shake when a cop pulls them over. I've seen it. But they'll boss their neighbor around and act tough at the mailbox to the runt neighbor. You know, you don't care about your kids. You don't care about anything. You just care about strutting around acting tough. And it's shameful that you won't be real men. It's shameful that you think a man, being a man, is about how many women you can have sex with. Well, it is in the primitive sense, but then it means taking care of those women and kids. And, oh, you forgot that part. And when people come over the next hill wanting to take what you got, going in there and fighting to the death against them. And you just have had all that taken away from you. And you have been gelded. Okay, I'm going to shut up. I appreciate Jonathan Elinoff for joining us. He's here to talk about two issues. They have repeatedly talked to Gary Hart. And that, of course, is one of the top Council on Foreign Relations strategic planners in the Hart-Rubin Commission. They wrote the Homeland Security Plan years before we were attacked. They said we'd be attacked. They said use this disaster to create a new world order. And he also wrote a letter to Iran last year saying the U.S. government stages terror attacks and we'll stage one again. You better do what we say. Don't think because 80% of the public are against attacking you that we won't do it. We stage events. And he went through listing them. I mean, these guys are just out in the open. But then when you raise these points, they just deny it. Kind of like if you went and confronted Professor Bobbitt, the fellow at UT, involved in NSA, everything else you can imagine, University of Texas senior fellow, Philip Bobbitt. If you go and you talk to him, he would just deny all the things. But in the paper, they said everything must go, get rid of the Constitution, and then put a picture of the Constitution burning and said it was a good thing. But that's an enemy operation. That's understood. They're a soldier sneaking up on your position, and if you walk over to them in camouflage in the rice paddy and say, are you a soldier with an AK-47 that's going to sneak up to my foxhole and throw a hand grenade in? They'll say, no, I'm not. And then you'll go, oh, well, thank you, and then just keep wander back to your foxhole so they can come up and throw a hand grenade in. Just a military tactic. They even say now on local news, Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. You can look it up. I mean, you know, it's all over. The billboards are up. They're doing it. It doesn't matter. And this is psychological warfare where they say we're getting rid of America, but then it's to protect America. Jonathan Elinoff's here to talk about that, but also they put in to go to the Democratic National Convention, and I looked this up after they called us and told us about it yesterday, and sure enough, we did a lot of research, Jason Burmes is here in town doing some work with us. He already knew about it weeks ago, I learned. We went to the website, and basically they're hiring anarchists. They're going to have them in these clown outfits with body armor, shields, and bank robber mask, little, you know, over their eyes. And they are the group, the only group out of hundreds that tried, because, you know, oh, you have a First Amendment, you come to us and there's a lottery and then we decide if you can protest. And then they said, oh, yes, this group got the lottery. Oh, and then the Democratic Party magically won the lottery too. Yeah, yeah, sure. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you. And so they will zoom into Democratic operatives dressed up to look like idiots, throwing things at cops. Jonathan, break it down for us.
Alex, good to be on your show. As always.
Good to have you. I should also add you're the founder of We Are Change Colorado. Tell us what's happening.
Well, I'm gonna focus on Recreate 68 here. The organizer Glenn Spagnuolo, we talked with him on Sunday at his community meeting. And I asked him, are you planning any kind of, you know, direct violent confrontations, anything that can get you arrested? And he said, quote, oh, we're going to get arrested. We're already planning on getting arrested. The question is how long they're going to hold us.
On the website, it says smash people's cameras, smash citizens' cameras. I mean, it's all meant, and of course, to make protesters look bad.
Right, and I advised them. I said, are you familiar with, you know, being violent and this kind of behavior is going to get people arrested? And he said, well, you know, that's only going to get us arrested. I said, well, if the police see you doing it and you're leading the group, the whole group's going to be this way. And the way they've set it up is any activist group that's coming into Denver is falling under Recreate 68 because they've given an open invite to them and they've actually gone out and contacted activist groups and told them that they have to be with them, which is not true. They've contacted Greenpeace, Code Pink, Iraq Veterans Against the War, everybody. You name the activist group that's coming to Denver to protest, they're all under this umbrella Recreate 68, and what they don't know yet is that this Recreate 68 is planning to sabotage all the efforts done. Now, I don't know if they realize that what they're doing is...
And I don't know if a bear poops in the woods, but go ahead.
I'm prepared to make... You know, what they're doing is going to endanger the security and the safety of peaceful demonstrators.
Well, did you see Seattle where they bust in 50 people from a paramilitary Ford Foundation training camp and the police guarded them in their own compound? And they allowed them to attack cops. Cops were told to stand down, and then the cops attacked the peaceful people. Of course it's staged. Now, we just saw what happened in Canada where it was the cops attacking themselves in a staged event. That's now admitted. Now, the key here is, though, that they're claiming there's this lottery. But magically, this group got the lottery.
Right. They issued permits for the free speech zone, and you had to apply for this lottery. It was supposed to be a blind lottery. Of course, the big anti-war protest, they weren't issued their permit for the city of Denver.
Yeah, their permit. You don't need a permit. That government is criminal and anti-American.
Exactly.
See how this works, folks? It's just like gun control. First they say in New York, oh, you can have a gun, but you got to get a permit, and then they don't issue the permit anymore. Well, it's the same thing with this. You can't do that with our First Amendment, you criminals. Go ahead.
Right, and the thing is, they've started this massive. The article's up on TruthAlliance.net, by the way, if anyone wants to see a full background of what we're able to find on them. And basically, this group used to be known as the Denver Action Network. During the globalization protest back in 99, there was the Dan groups. And the two who organized the Denver Action Network were Barb and Mark Cohen, who happened to be the two coordinators of Recreate 68. Now, they were responsible back in 2000 for having people arrested, thrown in hospitals, thrown in jail, that people were hurt from a big protest at Kohl's. I broke the story on TruthAlliance.net. It's there. We were able to confirm it. I asked them about it. They don't want to comment on it. But basically what the story was is the Denver Justice Peace Coalition was down there protesting outside of a Kohl's, to which they showed up, inspired all the young kids. They had
Well, the larger issue is, this is what's happening. The feds go set this up. They use their operatives as a front. That's why they're contacting all the groups and saying, show up in our free speech zone, is an attempt to co-opt the entire peace movement, which is already co-opted all over the place. It isn't just this group.
Well,
and then they plan to have you all there so the anarchists can run around, and they'll step aside on video. The cops will give the nod. You'll even see the anarchists. They'll give the nod. There'll be an anarchist cop leading it. He'll step aside. Rubber bullets will be fired at the peaceful people. Strollers will be attacked, like in Portland and places. And it's a total black op. The group should show up at different places. Everybody should do whatever they want. Don't follow orders. Protest however you want.
Right. And they have a whole demonstration itinerary, and that's what happened back
in 2000. An itinerary for the cops, of course. Yeah.
Right, and what happened back in 2000 resulted in the ACLU filing lawsuits against the city of Golden because that vandalism that they did to that Kohl's department store resulted in the Denver police allowing to get warrants and label DJPO or DJPC as a terrorist organization. They got everyone's names.
It's the same thing they do over and over again, where they hired this is admitted, folks, 50 thugs to attack Nike Town and attack cops, and the cops were ordered to stand down, and then they go get housed in a government building in Seattle, and then it came out that, quote, Delta Force was running it. That's in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. This is serious business, and the
Absolutely.
Police are running this.
Absolutely, and their days of resistance demonstrations include a massive anti-war march in which they're telling people to lock arms and approach the Pepsi Center, approach the peace, the police line. And I said, well, you can't get in. You're not going to be able to get in. And they said, well, we're going. We have citizens. We have a right to get in. I said, well, obviously they're going to be talking about a direct physical confrontation on that march. They have one called Shake Your Money Maker, where they're going to be surrounding the Denver Mint and literally shaking the fences, which we talked to the Denver Mint. They said if anyone attempts to jump over the fence or even if you actually vandalize that fence around the Denver Coin Mint, they can shoot you. So
well, let's expand on that. Then they get to show these images, which they know there's going to be protests and flash mobs and resistance, their own Pentagon and Department of Defense out of England, Ministry of Defense. They admit this, so they have to show the images of it always being violent and dangerous so the mainstream doesn't get involved. Massive government psyop. They gave them the lottery, the government, out of hundreds of groups that entered it. Magically, this group gets it. Totally staged. We got to get the word out on this. Stay there, my friend.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D., of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown.
The federal government has admitted, major papers have admitted, that the Pentagon spies on even the smallest peace groups. That's right, U.S. military, what you pay for against the American people.
There's a killer on the road.
Totally illegal. It's been admitted it's illegal, and the government just says, we are criminals. Shut up. We'll do what we want, when we want, how we want. And they know that as they take your pension funds, as they start new wars, as they arrest people, as they put people in FEMA camps, you're going to try to protest. And that's why they got microwave guns and sound cannons and riot police ready, and ready to drive the buses and the relocation centers built at every major airport like we have here in Austin. Not just at Bergstrom, but at the old Robert Mueller. They got a facility out there to chain you to the floor. We've got that in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And now it's all admitted. It's kind of, I'm kind of passe now. What I talked about a decade plus ago is now mainstream news. But they have to, it's hard for them to attack peaceful groups. You know, Gandhi proved that. But, and the British did try this some with Gandhi, but folks saw through that too. So they have people dressed up in the crowd who will do violent things. Or sometimes, if they can't do that, if it's not a hired foundation group like these organizations are, they will just have cops attack cops, and they've been caught all over doing that. In Europe, they've been caught. They've been caught in Canada this last year. And that was in major papers that they did stage attacks on themselves to then attack peaceful people. It's very criminal. It is a form of false flag terrorism. And then they designate the peaceful people as terrorists after they engage in the terrorism. And but it's for the couch potatoes at home going, look at those bad protesters, you know, throwing Molotov cocktails, basically. And that's the image they then sell. Now, only higher echelons of the police are even aware of this. But that's the image they need. It's now been admitted. We wrote articles and posted stories of photos where it showed flatback trucks with hundreds of Chinese police being handed the robes of the Tibetans. And then it shows the very police in the robes with machetes running around in front of cameras, waving giant swords and attacking buildings and burning them. And then that way they get to have a mass arrest of Tibetans. So this is the same thing, and they do it here. And until you realize that, it's only going to get worse. Jonathan Elinoff, I want to briefly get into the Gary Hart situation too, but finish up your points about when the Democratic Committee is going to be there, when the convention is, where it's located, and we need people to be there videotaping this and documenting the activities. You need to be videotaping the leaders. You need to have teams simultaneously with video cameras on them and the police for signals. That's how we caught them up in Canada last year, was off the signals and in their boots. But anything else on that?
Yeah, there's a memo that went out along peace, police and hospitals here locally in Denver advising people of terrorism and anarchist groups. They name Recreate 68. It's in the article on Truth Alliance. I posted the memo for people to see. Kaiser put it out. And so did all the articles which are saying, you know, Michelle Malkin, the neoconservative mouthpiece, also already voiced that they're going to be violent. Everyone's basically manifesting this group to be really violent, and we're doing everything we can to stop this. We are Change Colorado. We did get a member call us, said that she did get granted permission to apply for a permit, but we haven't found out what's going on with that. But We Are Change Colorado will be down there documenting all this. If you want to link to any of this,
you've got to have a permit to have a camera on the city street.
Yeah,
we're going to watch you with cameras, but you're not going to have one. You think this is a free country, boy? You pay taxes, you can lick our boots up and down. Stay there. I want to shift gears into Gary Hart. I'll be right back with our guest, Jonathan Elinoff, on the other side. Then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news on the economy, you name it. This is the one, the only, GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.